We're now on the way to Brahmagiri to visit the deity of Alanath. It's a holy day, which means here it's the day after Gaur Purnima. Everyone was playing holy up until around 1 or 2 o'clock, so we didn't go anywhere. And now we're going to the place where Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu frequently visited, in fact sometimes threatened to stay when devotees in Puri didn't act according to his wishes. Brahmagiri means the hill of Lord Brahma, because this was where Lord Brahma was also living at a time in the past, but you'll hear more of that later. Up to now, I've not had more of a darshan of Lord Jagannath than is allowed to others, namely to take darshan of the chakra or Patita Pavana, the deity who's visible from the Singhadwara, the main entrance. But interestingly enough, there was an article in the newspaper 2 days back, and that was that an engineer from New York who was here working for the Orissan government, along with two Indian assistants or Indian co-workers, wanted to go and to see the temple. And he didn't see the sign that no non-Hindus are allowed or Westerners, so he just walked in. In fact, no one saw him. The guards didn't notice him, although he was a regular New Yorker. The Brahmins didn't notice him, and up until he got right into direct view of Lord Jagannath, he was not seen. Then finally the pujaris noticed and raised the alarm. The police came, they arrested him. His argument was that he didn't see the sign, and no one stopped him from going in. Unfortunately, the Brahmins thought that the presence of a Westerner there had defiled the offering of Lord Jagannath. They wanted to close the temple and purify it and everything. This is really called superstition. Instead of considering that perhaps Lord Jagannath, for some reason of his own, wanted to give this person his darshan. Maybe not because he had done anything in this life, but perhaps some connection in a previous lifetime. Anyway, they're thinking that this age-old tradition had been broken, age-old superstition by which so-called Hindus, they may be drinkers, meat eaters, and so on, they can come to see Jagannath, but those who aren't born in India, but strictly follow all the principles of purity, they're not allowed in. Anyway, that was an aside. And yesterday when we did parikrama of the temple, did Harinam around the temple with the devotees, every single gate, there are 4 gates around Jagannath temple, was manned by armed guards. I don't know what they want to do, whether they want to shoot someone if they tried to get in, but that's the situation. So we'll speak some more when we get to Alanath. So that is Alanath. We're being accompanied to Alanath by Sachinandan Prabhu. And it did quite a bit of doing in order to get us to come. I'll get the permission for us to come. It seems that 6 months back, some Western devotees tried to force their way into the Sanctum Sanctorium to see the deities. And of course, that created a whole commotion, and so they forbade anyone to come there, any ISKCON devotees, any Westerners. Unfortunately, some devotees don't know how to observe the proper etiquette in these places. Etiquette that was observed even by our predecessors, Sanatana Goswami, Haridas Thakur. They recognized the tradition, albeit a false tradition, that non-Hindus are not allowed in temples like Gundicha, like Jagannath Temple, Shakshagopal, and also Alarnath. And so they didn't force their way in, rather they offered their obeisances from a distance. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appreciated their humility. Similarly, our devotees should also recognize the behavior of our past acharyas, and we should follow that. We should not try to force our way in, but rather we should honor the desires of the locals and offer our obeisances from a distance, hearing about the Lord's pastimes. And in this case, Alarnath is visible. You just can't go right into the temple. You see him like from Shakshagopal. You're allowed to see him from the gate of the temple. Anyhow, we will speak a little more when we get there. Anyway, we arrived here. Although yesterday was lunar eclipse, so the temple is actually closed. And probably won't be able to take darshan, but we'll take darshan of the Srila, of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, upon which he lay and melted. And to the right here is Sri Brahma Gaudiya Math, which is the Gaudiya Math established here by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur when he came here. And in front is Alarnath, who's a big gate, similar to Jagannath's gate, and the temple just behind is a compound which is surrounded by a wall, and the temple's not so high. It looks just like Jagannath's temple, but it's probably only around 40 feet high, if that. And to the right is a smaller temple that covers the Shila, this large stone that has the imprint of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body in it. And that's everything: head, hands, arms, lotus feet, legs. I'll try to describe it a little more when I get in and have direct access. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur came here, and he established the temple next door, which is meant to here glorify the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And the Vijayamurti of Alarnath, he appeared in the dream of the head pujari and told him that he wanted to go over to the temple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that he should be given to Gaudiya Math. And so that temple is, that deity is located over there.
I tried, but his mobile was switched off. He said, because of the loaner request, it has switched off. I request you get the moisture for Alarnath. Open them, the devotees have come to get the darshan. So, reluctantly, the main door to Alarnath, which was closed because of the traffic, they opened it. And so we can go to Shila also. I'm just waiting for them for 5-10 minutes. Otherwise, I will tell them. I will motivate them so that before the arrival of the man for whom they are waiting, we can get into. I told that I have come little donation. Nanu, even if 1 lakh rupees donation will receive, the way we are wounded, the talk will come like this. So that's why I'm trying to see that within 5-7 minutes we will be able to enter in.
But otherwise, wait until people come.
No, there's a when they say they will come within 10-15 minutes, but I'm not sure.
They may never come.
So
either they let us in, or we'll just go over to Ramananda Roy's place.
Yeah, I'll see that.
Either we go in now, and they're happy about that, or we just...
I'll see that.
Or we'll offer our obeisances here and then go.
Yeah, I'll see if it's
possible. Anyway, these are the way things are going on, but it sounds very extreme. I mean, how devotees treated the pandas, or at least what they accuse devotees of having treated them. Anyway, let's see what happens. A little excitement here.
So, darshan of Shiva.
Yeah, that is the most important thing. And then we'll come back. And that itself is great, because most of the devotees may not have the second opportunity in lifetime to see the Shila tossed by Sriman Mahaprabhu's left over his hand.
So then in temple we won't go.
Temple ajitis, they were not allowing even before.
Okay, so let's go Shila.
Hare Krishna. He's there in that situation in Vikmanama. It may take 2 months for his to recover. Because those who are arrested before they wear something more. I'm taking my name, they are doing some mischief. As a result, whole devotee can be
arrested.
They are arrested by the devotees along them. I think we should put the dead person out of the, under the earth. Big thing. Mother Lakshmi is committed.
Sitting on the lotus here.
But now he is placed with the temple in Tathagata.
And that is on left side, isn't it?
Yeah, no, there. Yes.
Yes.
Hari Bol.
Wait, let me. Let me say it in Hungarian,
right,
then it saves time.
Right.
And then we can go.
Right.
Mindy no ashram was to go. Anyway, that was a little adventure. We couldn't stay here very long because just the nature of the people is so, I won't say hostile, but they're definitely fried, unhappy. And since we couldn't see Alarnath, we didn't get to see the Shila, but we're not able to really spend much time here. So.